From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Almost half of Denmark's libraries are now what they call open libraries, where there are staff present only some of the time, or in some cases, none of the time. And they're open long hours, sometimes 24 hours a day. You can get a book out at 7 in the morning or go and do your homework at 9:30 at night, 7 days a week. John Lorentzen reports from the town of Allerød near Copenhagen.
It's very cold and very dark in Allerød, getting on toward midnight, but the lights of the public library are burning brightly. Place a social security card under a blue light and you're in, with the run of the place. You can take out and return books and films, use the computers, read the papers, the lot, though the staff all went home hours ago. Students Laka Harder Lauridsen and Josephine Holm Weitemeyer are here to work.
We're writing an assignment. We have to hand it in tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Is it better working in the library rather than at home, for example?
Yeah. I would say, because I get very easily distracted at home.
Library director Annette Gott says 100,000 more people have been using the library since it went to 24 hours 2 years ago.
We're actually the one in Denmark that has the most checkout from paper books per person. Other libraries had experienced a decrease in physical books lending, and we haven't.
Allerød staffers work 40 hours a week. The rest of the time, it's staffless, which library consultant and blogger Jan Holmquist says is what people like best.
The places that made them self-service all the time, well, that was not a success. The success is where there are both staffed hours and self-service hours. People still want to meet the staff. They want to be able to ask a librarian for help, searching for information and finding a good book to read.
Open libraries haven't saved money, though. It costs libraries about $21,000 each to install automatic doors, video surveillance cameras, and improve security by lowering shelves and getting rid of dark corners. In Allerød, Denmark, I'm John Lorentzen for Marketplace.